Hey, this is Pastor Ricky Ortiz at MetaChurch, and I just want to take a moment to share a word with you. We're doing things a little bit differently this month during the month of August here at MetaChurch. We're in the middle of a series called Stories, and this series is all about how God is at work in and through our stories. And each week, you'll hear two short messages from people within the MetaChurch community sharing their own personal stories of how God is at work in their lives. So sit back, enjoy the messages, and find encouragement for your story this month.
Hi, everyone. In case you don't know me, my name is Katie, and today I'm going to be talking a little bit about my transition that I've been in kind of since I've graduated college. I went to Marymount Manhattan College right here in New York City with a couple of my friends here as well. I graduated with my BFA in acting, and that was not my plan when I was a senior in college. In fact, my plan was actually to do pre-law, and all of my dream schools were in Virginia, just to kind of give some context. So not New York City and not acting, right? And so basically, God changed everything about February of my senior year of high school. He was the entire reason that I came to New York City. He's the entire reason I did acting. It was not anywhere something I was looking at. It was not what I was applying for. And it was really what I believe what he was doing in my life at the time. And so I just kind of wanted to give that with a little bit of context. And one of the reasons that, you know, I was doing pre-law and I was trying to get into Virginia was really because, like, that's what I thought you were supposed to say when you were a senior in high school, you know? That's what I thought you were supposed to be telling your parents. And I wanted to make my parents proud. But that didn't stop God from still changing my life. And so kind of with that context, when I became a senior in college, I started asking myself, what's next? Because that's, you know, the questions you ask yourself when you're about to graduate and you should be getting a job. And so I started asking myself, okay, God, you know, what's next? I got this BFA acting degree. And I was very disappointed because quickly I learned that not only was I not supposed to do acting, but I kind of didn't want to, and that was, like, really hard because I had spent 4 years, excruciating years, in New York City getting this degree. And to give some context of what that's like, one of the first ever kind of homework assignments I had to do, I was in my dorm room in New York City. I was on the ground pretending to be a starfish. I'm not joking. It was in an acting textbook. You had to pretend to be a starfish, and you had to learn how to explore your limbs. So that was the start, right? That was the start of my college career, right? So just imagine where I went from there. All of the, like, internal monologues, the journaling I had to do, how to react off of people, you know, all of the other exercises. And that was just not the only animal exercise I did, but I just wanted to give that one as an example, right? So I did that for 4 years. And so when I was a senior in college and I came to the realization that it was not what I was supposed to be doing, I was devastated. I had spent energy, I had spent time, and I had invested in this undergraduate degree, you know, financially as well. And so then I was like, okay, God. And I remember journaling out my frustrations. I remember being like, okay, I'm not supposed to do acting, so what am I supposed to do, right? And I remember being like, I will do it. Tell me where to go. Tell me what you want to do, and I will go. I will be your vessel. And I didn't get an answer. I didn't get an answer at all. I heard radio silence, and that was one of the most frustrating things. So I graduate college, and I'm just kind of living life in New York City, and I get an opportunity to do a full-time job. It wasn't anything to do with acting. It wasn't anything that, like, I was seeking out. It kind of came to me, and it was what I thought was going to be a great opportunity. I was like, okay. I was like, full-time job, you know, it's a desk job, but who cares? Like, maybe this is what I need to be doing. And so I accepted the position. And very quickly I learned it was actually, in fact, not what I was supposed to be doing at all. And I felt very trapped. I felt very scared. And it was kind of one of those things where it was, I was all tied up. I didn't know if I was supposed to leave. I didn't know if I was supposed to stay. I was at my desk at certain points just crying because of the kind of situation that I was in, because it was not necessarily the most ethical of companies. And I remember this was where I hit my lowest point. And I had to seek God. I was seeking him every day. I was seeking him at my desk, every phone call I was picking up. And I said, you know, I just need you. And in this moment and in this time, I still heard nothing from him. Absolutely nothing. And it was so frustrating. And this morning I was going through some of these journals. And, you know, I was writing about, you know, like, okay, God, like, what is my dream? And I was trying to be grateful. And I think that's the hardest thing when you're in transition is just to, like, live through them and, like, be like, all right, I'm just waiting, you know? But, you know, God got a hold of my heart, and I was, like, living through it with him. And even though I wasn't hearing him, I knew he was there. And I think that was something that I needed to know at the time. I'm like, okay, God is not talking to me, but he is with me. And so I said to God, I was like, all right, you're not saying anything. So I'm going to make some decisions and I'm going to apply for some things. And if you don't want me to do it, you just close the door, right? And because I was like, I can't stay where I am. I have to move forward. So I started to applying to different things, and I was asking myself the question, if I could have any dream job, right? If I could have any dream job, whether it's in New York City, whether it's in Montana, California, wherever, maybe if it's on the different side of the world, what would it be? And I kind of knew this in college too, that I always wanted to do ministry in some capacity. That was something I was passionate about. But in my mind, and when I was in college, I decided that I would do that when I turned 27. And I don't know why. Like, that was the age in my mind that I was going to go to graduate school. That was the graduate school age, was 27, right? And so I said to myself, well, what am I waiting for? You know, why does it have to be 27? So I decided, instead of holding back on that kind of like idea and that thing of pursuing ministry and waiting till I was 27, I was like, let me just go ahead and try it now. And so I started applying to church internships and church jobs, and I even applied to grad school. And so during this time, though, I was still frustrated at God, because even though I was like making these decisions and applying to these things, I thought that I could write a better story than God. That was something that I believed for a period of time. And it was because, you know, going back, I went to the same Christian school for 11 years. I could have gone to any Christian college in America, probably. It would have been easy. And the thing is like, I could already have my undergraduate in ministry. I could already maybe be doing ministry in some context. And, you know, while I don't have all the answers and why God was like, you know what, Katie, you need to be doing that starfish exercise. I don't have all those answers of like why he did this instead of do that, but I know that there's a purpose to it now. And in my frustrations and my anger, I didn't see it. But I needed to have those frustrations at God. I needed to have those anger. I needed to ask the questions to him. Yeah. And it was me learning how to trust God. Yeah. That has been something really big in this transitional period. And when I was getting ready to like do this talk and get all the things together, I wanted to at first quickly jump to like the good part, to jump to the like, yeah, and this is where I am now, you know, which is like really exciting. Like, it's exciting because like, yes, in a month I am going to be starting school. I'm going to be doing my master's in theology, and that is so praiseworthy and awesome. But that is not what I should be highlighting right now, because it's the transitional part, right? The part where it's gritty, the part that where you're desperate for God, where you really learn and move forward in your relationship with God. Right. So I just wanted to like reiterate a couple things that I learned and kind of just like talk through them real quick. So a big thing for me that I learned was, you know, talking to God about my frustrations and really being honest with him about what I was feeling and not being like, dear God, you're great, I'm great, you know, but really being like nitty gritty with him, you know, and being like, you know, today I'm frustrated and this is why, or I don't understand, you know, because that made my relationship with him more honest. And I was being also honest with myself. So that was the first thing I wanted to highlight. I also needed to let go a ton of pride, as you could probably tell. And I needed to let go of the idea of what success looked like. I was really holding on to, and probably even when I was a high school student, like when I was trying to be, you know, my undergraduate in pre-law, I was trying to hold on to the idea of what successfulness looked like in a worldview, right? So in my mind, successful at, you know, 22, 23 was like undergraduate degree, full-time job, you know, you got stuff working, you're trying to get that raise. But instead, you know, I'm 23 years old, working part-time in Times Square in the armpit of New York City, But like I needed to let that pride of what I thought success looked like. And I've never been happier since I've let those ideas go. Because what God thinks is successful in my life is so different than what the world, you know, deems as successful. And so the last thing I just kind of wanted to highlight on was the idea of when you're in a transition, at some point, it's not God that's keeping you there, it's yourself, you know? So what I had to do was, you know, as I was saying, God was completely silent, right? And I wasn't hearing from him. And I firmly believe the reason that I was not hearing from him is because I actually had to learn how to trust in God. Because it's one thing to be like, trust in God. And, you know, it's really hard when someone tells you that, too. And you're like, yeah, okay, I'll go put on my pillowcase, you know. But it's another thing to really live that out. It's a different thing to be like, okay, God, I'm going to trust in you. Okay, I'm not hearing from you, but I'm going to trust that the decisions that I'm making, the doors that I'm trying to open for myself, it's what your plan is for me, right? And so today, if you feel like or someone you know is in a transitional period, whether it's with a job or a relationship or with work or with school, and they just kind of feel stuck, I just want to encourage you that you just need to make a decision. Now, I didn't just make, you know, willy-nilly decisions. I prayed about them. I did a lot of research, but I still took a step, right? And when you're in a transitional period, you have to take a step at some point. And so I'm going to leave you with this because I found it this morning in my as I was going through journals, and it was what I had to learn. So it's from Hebrews 11:1. It says, "Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see." And that's what I had to learn. I had to learn faith because in my faith, I am now confident what I hope for and maybe what I don't see yet. So that's just what I wanted to leave you guys with today. I hope you, you know, enjoyed it.
Hey, thanks for listening to this week's podcast. We hope it encourages you in your faith and blesses you throughout the week. If you'd like to find out more about Meta Church, you can find us online at meta.church. And we hope to see you again next week on the podcast.